Ahmed Orag spends his days in this apartment in Istanbul. The 29-year-old hasn't been able to work since he fell and injured his wrist 2 years ago. He needs surgery but can't afford it, and his landlord wants to increase the rent. Ahmed, like many other Syrian refugees, is struggling as the Turkish economy weakens.
I'm very frustrated. I can't go to another country. I can't get treated here, and I can't return to Aleppo to see my family. I can't enjoy simple things in life like other people my age. Here, I'm a stranger. The worst thing is that I'm young but can't work. I have to sit at home. Psychologically, it's very upsetting.
Once hailed as a success story among emerging economies, Turkey's inflation exceeded 85% this year. Coupled with rising nationalism ahead of an election in mid-2023, it has sparked the backlash against Syrian refugees. The opposition has promised to send them back. Most Syrians we have approached in Istanbul do not want to be interviewed on camera because they're afraid of being deported. Despite deteriorating economic conditions in Turkey, they don't want to return home because they say a future in Syria doesn't hold much promise. Walid Othman is an exception. He spent 8 years in Turkey working odd jobs that paid poorly. In 2020, he moved back to Azaz to realize his dream of going college, even though the diplomas are not internationally recognized. Now, Walid works for a local media organization.
My friends told me not to return to Syria and start over. They said I wouldn't be able to improve myself. But here I am. Any achievement in my country is better than in another country. This is more valuable to me. I hope all those Syrians in Turkey can return home to better conditions one day.
Syria's opposition-held areas are also affected by the inflation across the border as they use the Turkish currency.
We are trying to make basic food items available, but we make only a small profit because of the changing prices.
In a year, the Turkish lira has lost 40% of its value against the U.S. dollar, and inflation is expected to remain high in 2023, despite government promises to reduce it. Leaving Syrians, whether they live as refugees in Turkey or have returned home to opposition-held areas, with limited opportunities. Sinem Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.